quoting the Bible. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump has been adding a line to his speeches lately where he says that the Bible is his favorite book, followed, of course, by his own book, The Art of the Deal. So a Bloomberg reporter asked him this question yesterday.
I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are.
Well,
and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Now, personally, I think it's refreshing to hear a Republican with the humility to actually turn down an opportunity to quote Bible verses. But it sure sounded like maybe humility wasn't the whole reason. So last night on CNN, Trump's Iowa campaign chair, Tana Gertz, was on, and she explained why Trump wouldn't answer the Bible question.
He's not the type that's going to say, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, guess what? I pray and I this and I go to church and I teach the Bible, I read the Bible, my children know the. I mean, he's not going to say all that because nobody's given him a chance to say it.
Except the guy from Bloomberg, who point blank asked him to say it.
I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal.
It's very personal, which is just the opposite of what his campaign spokesperson in Iowa just said. You know, I'm beginning to think that Mr. Trump has already built his wall. It goes right through his campaign organization and it's soundproof. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.